Springtime has hit Chicago. As temperatures warm and flowers bloom, something else is growing too. The availability of forageable greens.
We went out for a nature walk, we found some chanterelle mushrooms, and we cooked them up on the side of the trail with some beef jerky, and it was really good. And we're like, hey, this is a fun thing we can do. You know, this is like, let's go mushroom hunting. And then after a couple of weeks, we're kind of like, so many mushrooms, can't eat any more mushrooms.
That's Dave Odd, a Chicago-based professional forager who supplies dozens of local restaurants with fresh foraged plants. And according to Odd, foraging, for more than just mushrooms, may be more important than ever.
We didn't have grocery stores in their current incarnation until about 1920. Like, there wasn't a one-stop shop you could just go to and buy everything you needed. So we're so spoiled with our food system the way it is now because we're just, you know, modern America. You can just go to the store and buy whatever you want. But what the pandemic showed us is that all it takes is a little disruption in that chain of supply, whether it's the shipping or a factory somewhere shuts down or a bunch of people at a grocery store get sick and they have no choice but to close. If you learn what is edible around you and what you can use from nature and what, you know, is provided to you all around us, and you never really have to worry about, you know, the crap hitting the fan because you'll always be prepared.
But what exactly is edible around us? And how do we know it's safe to eat?
Right now we have a lot of like herbs and flowers that are available. Violets, that's a pretty easy plant to identify. Everyone knows what violets are. But the violet flowers are edible and you can make drinks with them and you can eat the flowers themselves. And of course, because they're flowers and they have nectar and pollen in there, they have a lot of vitamins. Probably one that you should learn if you live in the Midwest is the Juneberry, also known as a service berry. And it's a small tree that they plant in a lot of parks. And you'll find it in like parking lots, and they taste like a blueberry had a baby with an apple and a cranberry. So when you get a big mouthful of them, it's like having a smoothie in your mouth. It's really great. Generally speaking, anytime, at least in the Chicagoland area, April through November, you're going to be able to find stuff. There's something I teach in my foraging classes called the 90% rule. You know, of course, when you're foraging, especially for mushrooms, the rule is always be 100% sure of your identity of the thing you're eating before you eat it, because you don't want to screw up and kill yourself. But I have something called the 90% rule, which is where there's a few families of plants that if you can narrow it down to that family, like if you can say, this is a brassica, it is in the mustard family, you can be fairly certain it's not going to kill you if you eat it because there's nothing toxic in that family. You know, you might give yourself a stomach ache, but it's not going to kill you.
So with Dave's tips in mind, I set out to forage myself and force the rest of the WNUR team to rate the various edible plants I found on campus. Some reactions were good.
Oh, it is surprisingly minty. Okay, I'm a fan. Actually, it's kind of good. I like that one.
Others were bad.
Oh.
It's very bitter and like kind of tastes like you would imagine eating grass, but with more of a dirt flavor. like grass is a really specific flavor, but I feel like it's probably dirt. And overall, I would not eat this again.
But one flower was a fan favorite, the red bud.
Whoa, yeah, that's juicy. It is so similar to an apple flavor.
Yeah. I feel like this is such a good like thing to know if you're ever like studying on deer. You can just walk over to that tree and have a snack.
I am literally gonna go and like get more when I leave. The redbud is so good. I'm literally so excited about this.
So yes, foraging is a totally viable option in the Chicago area. Just maybe try cooking with the plants from time to time instead of always eating them raw. Just in case you want some other flavors.
It's like when you walk up to a random tree and you peel off a leaf and you eat the leaf. It tastes very much like a leaf with the bitterness. That's gross.
For WNUR News, I'm Helen Bradshaw.